WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter arriving at Joint Base Andrews this past hour, making the journey from his home state of Georgia to the nation's capital. His casket will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol until his state funeral on Thursday. Jimmy Carter was 100 years old. President-elect Trump, at a briefing today, vowed to reverse President Biden's executive order banning off-coast drilling.
It's not really clear how Trump can just easily revoke that. His lawyers are surely going to have to do some legal analysis, given that that is a pretty major loophole that appears to be making this difficult for them, given that it has this permanent authority. Maybe it's something they go to the courts about. But again, it's not going to be as easy as Trump at least portray that it would be during his remarks.
ABC's Catherine Falders. A new brush fire challenging fire crews in Southern California, whipped up by Santa Ana winds. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The New Lisbon Police Department has issued an update on the homicide investigation that occurred last week. The department continues to work with other agencies within Wisconsin, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. Marshals Service. They continue to investigate the whereabouts of Virgil Thue. The last confirmed sighting of Thue was New Year's Day near Orange Road and McEwen Road in Lisbon Township. The last known vehicle Thue was known to have had has been recovered by the local law enforcement. Virgil Thue currently has an arrest warrant issued through Juneau County for 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and a warrant through Wisconsin probation and parole. Thue is described as a white male, 47 years of age, with brown hair and blue eyes, weighing 160 pounds and 5'11". He also has a 1-inch long scar on his forehead. Virgil Thue should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, do not confront or approach him, but contact 911. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The Democratic governor said he'll propose that when he releases his 2-year state budget. Evers said Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The governor will deliver his budget message on February 18th. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on proposed state laws or constitutional amendments, or to repeal state laws. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do. You know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing 4 of their last 5, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points. Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding. Those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today, with highs reaching the low 20s. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies and crashing cold down to the single digits. And for tomorrow, with partly sunny skies, highs will only reach the upper teens, but feel more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
What is up, everybody? It is Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots of news going on. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I've been off. I've had a little bit of holiday break. Do not worry, everyone. We're going to get to everything this week, but I don't want to rush over the news that has transpired in the couple of weeks that I'm gone, certainly including the death of former President Jimmy Carter, his motorcade currently en route to the Navy Memorial, the state funeral of President Jimmy Carter underway as I speak. This afternoon, I'm going to discuss that in detail. What is Carter's legacy? Where does his presidency rank? I'm going to discuss all of that coming up on Thursday with a special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz. He joins me every Thursday. Tom served in the Navy, so I think it's only fitting that I have that discussion with Tom. Very much looking forward to it. That's going to be on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about the fractures within MAGA. Specifically, we got some glimpses of this of late. The Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, HB1 visa blow up, I don't know, spat with the rest of MAGA that occurred over the holiday season. Certainly what happened with the government continuing resolution to keep the government funded, that whole event that happened right before I went on vacation, that I think portends of more to come. Again, Speaker Mike Johnson just squeaking by winning the speakership after a very, very long, long vote. All of these instances emblematic of potentially what is to come with MAGA holding all three, both houses of Congress and the presidency. So much to watch here. Of course, you've got Donald Trump engaging over the last few days in what I can only call distractionary tactics. I'm talking about the Panama Canal baloney, Greenland. what else? The Gulf of America. All of this is distraction. You know, Donald Trump knows that we'll sort of follow the bouncing ball. And I think, again, distraction from the matters at hand and what's actually going on. That's going to be our job together, whether you're conservative, liberal, call yourself a Democrat or a Republican, an independent. to pay attention to what matters to you every day. I'm going to try to do that. Of course, I'm your friendly economist lawyer lady on the radio trying to break it all down and stitch it all together. And I will try to do that every day, not by paying attention to every single thing that happens, but the important stuff that happens. And of course, right here on Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. And there was some real breaking news that came out just before I got on air, maybe about an, 1:42 p.m. So just about 25 minutes ago, the federal judge whom I have spent many a minute on this show talking about from the Southern District of Florida, one Aileen Cannon, grossly underqualified, demonstrably incapable of executing her duties with any amount of legal acumen, has just issued a ruling temporarily barring the Justice Department and Jack Smith from releasing a final report about the super secret spy document stealing case. Yes, Donald Trump stole our super secret spy documents, and when caught with his hand in the super secret spy documents cookie jar, refused to turn the super secret spy documents back, lied about it, forced the DOJ to raid Mar-a-Lago. She has now ruled that the Justice Department cannot release the final report about the super secret spy documents case that has been prepared by Jack Smith. In a brief ruling, the judge, who had, remember, dismissed the case in its entirety, prevented Mr. Smith from sharing his report outside of the Justice Department until a federal appeals court in Atlanta, which is now considering a challenge to her dismissal, makes a decision about how to handle the report. Again, Jack Smith, also the special prosecutor that investigated the Donald Trump insurrection case, which he requested and was granted a voluntary dismissal of. Also the case as to the super secret spy documents, of course, that having been dismissed by Judge Cannon up on appeal. So much going on here. She doesn't appear to have distinguished between the documents case, which actually was within Judge Cannon's jurisdiction, and the insurrection case, which has been under the oversight of Judge Tanya Chutkan in the federal court in Washington, D.C. And let's keep in mind, this is in line with a number of what legal experts, including myself, could only call eyebrow-raising decisions from Judge Cannon. Again, she can't even read case law correctly. She's misquoted baseline case law. She's missed just what lawyers would consider to be fundamental principles of federal investigatory powers, how we deal with confidential information in federal investigations. She's a mess. Objectively, I don't care if you're a Trump fan or not, the woman doesn't belong in an Article III judgeship. She just isn't up to the task. And this is another very bizarre sort of ruling. And she has been overruled twice by a conservative, very conservative appeals court. That is the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. So keep your eyes here. This is going to be one to watch. Of course, this is always interesting, given that like Bill Barr issued his own sort of whitewashed summary of the Mueller investigation, which had all manner of lies in it. Again, different rules for Donald Trump and MAGA than for everybody else, apparently. Very strange. So watch this space. We'll talk about it more as that case develops. I'm certainly interested in seeing what the 11th Circuit rules on Judge Cannon's fundamental underlying logic for the dismissal. That case, that dismissal, was not about presidential immunity, because, of course, the super secret spy documents case relates to Donald Trump's actions after he left the Oval Office, right, in dealing with our property as Americans. So that case and how the 11th Circuit views Judge Cannon's reasoning there is a space to watch, as is her efforts to keep these facts from the American public. Right? The Supreme Court did some of the work in the immunity decision, but that didn't reach the super secret spy documents case because he wasn't president when he did those or allegedly committed those crimes. And her underlying rationale was that the special prosecutor's office itself and the funding mechanism for it are unconstitutional. Well, that certainly would be news to a lot of conservatives and a lot of special prosecutors who have investigated Democratic presidents. So watch this space. I will keep you apprised. But that just breaking news just before I was coming onto the air, driving here to get to the studio to be with each and every one of you. I got Calvin on the board today. We got a big show planned for you. Let me give you the highlights. I want to start out by talking about the attacks in both Las Vegas and New Orleans. Because the response from certain politicians has been downright disturbing. What I find more concerning has been the failure of the media to report what has been out there and available. The legacy media, the big outlets, that the guy who killed himself and then exploded the Cybertruck outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas was hardcore pro-Trump MAGA. Now, what's interesting is a number of the things that his alleged writings call out as problems in our country that again, purportedly his rationale for this horrendous act, wouldn't otherwise support the MAGA platform. It's really interesting. So I'm going to go through those writings. There's a manifesto. There are also two separate writings that reportedly he sent or gave or were discovered after the Cybertruck explosion that are very unequivocal in his support for Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Why the heck is that not getting talked about by legacy media, by the biggest media outlets? What was talked about in the days after that was that he wasn't anti-Trump, but that's totally misleading. He's very much or was very much pro-Trump. Let's talk about that, because the failure of big media to acknowledge that is really disturbing to me. So we're going to break all that down. We're going to talk about both of those attacks. We're going to talk about the response of an elected federal official to the New Orleans disaster, which I found absolutely shameful. And then in the second half of the show, there might be a little lighter discussion. Might talk a little bit about Beyonce Bowl. There was so much in that entertainment event. And I want to talk about this intersection between entertainers and athletes and social commentary and politics. I've broken down and researched all of the symbolism in Beyonce's Christmas gift to America, what was an absolutely fabulous performance. We got all that coming up. We might even get to some of my resolutions and yours. So keep yourself locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We come back. Why the mainstream media's failure to tell you about the actual motivations of the Vegas truck bomber are so important to you and your family right here in Wisconsin. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's a lot of talking going on while I sing my song. Can you hear me? I said, do you hear me? Look at that now.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversations because here we're all about real news and great conversation. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get into what happened in Las Vegas and New Orleans over the holiday time period. When we look at what occurred in New Orleans, the perpetrator of the attack, a 42-year-old who is a U.S.-born citizen from Texas who served in the Army, the response from the right was overwhelmingly to attack all immigrants. And I don't get that. The guy is a citizen. He himself was not an immigrant. It sits so wrong with me. And apparently this was an incredibly organized and well thought out attack. Also, this bit of reporting that has come out in the last 24-ish hours, he had on Google's Meta glasses, which is really creepy when he was like surveilling the areas. But there was so much lying from the right and metastasizing, manipulation of this case to reinforce these attacks on immigrants to our country. Is that attack really the right place for that commentary? Which, by the way, has no factual basis. I mean, you can cherry pick out incidents of terrible violence by immigrants. You can also pick out the vastly more in number incidents of terrible violence committed by U.S. citizens against U.S. citizens. So I don't get that. And this entire ridiculousness sort of distilled down to this one moment, which one is a visual moment, the other one is an audio moment that happened within hours of this attack, when 14 people were killed and the Sugar Bowl postponed. So let's take a listen. This is John Kennedy, not that one, if you're thinking, which John? No, not that one. No, the senator from Louisiana, at a press conference with the FBI agent in charge, again, within hours of the attack. And I'm going to tell you the visual of what happens right before he starts speaking, because that's almost worse. But let's take a listen. This is just the quick one, Cal. Let's take a listen to how he was navigating this terrible tragedy and the deaths of his constituents.
Can I say something, Arthur? Tell me who you're with.
WDSU.
Okay, and CBS.
And the NBC's over here on the right.
Oh, that's an unusual position.
No. I don't get it.
You wouldn't.
Say what? I just, the idea that you're going to make partisan jokes, that woman's probably from a local NBC affiliate. She's just doing her job. Just no class, no taste. Now, here's the visual that you are not able to see when I just play that. As he's saying this, Kennedy literally elbows the FBI agent in charge of this investigation, who happens to be a black woman, out of the way. And I mean, he doesn't like body check her, but you could, he kind of like gets in front of her and like, you know, get out of my way, lady. And this guy doesn't know squat, nothing, not a zippo zilch, can't provide any useful info. Let's listen to a little bit of that first cut of Kennedy, if you don't mind, because he doesn't know anything. So why are you up there talking? You got to love it when politicians put themselves out there just to hear themselves talk when they don't have any information.
Just a final question here for not just people in Louisiana that are watching, but people coast to coast that are watching tonight. Are you getting the sense that there's any threat of any other potential attacks tonight on any other major cities?
I can't answer that. I can, but I won't.
Is New Orleans safe tonight?
Yes. But we're still in the process of tightening up security. We're still in the process of doing everything that we possibly can. The governor's called out the National Guard. We've got more FBI coming. We've got Homeland Security people. We've got state
blah, blah,
troopers.
Blah, blah, blah. You can wrap that up. The one thing that everybody needs to know, sir, you don't have any information on. And thank goodness that you elbowed out of the way special FBI assistant special agent in charge, Althea Duncan, because I'm sure you know more than she does, while you politicize and make jokes when 14 of your constituents have died. And of course, this was all but prequel to reinvigorating the attack lines on immigrants. This guy wasn't an immigrant. He was a U.S. citizen who served in our armed forces. Shame. Absolutely ridiculous. When we come back, I'm going to turn to the Vegas attack and the utter failure of mainstream media to tell you what you should know about it and why that should be concerning to you right here in Wisconsin. I'll get there, I promise. Join our conversation, 844-75-CIVIC. That's 844-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me what is. Land my bare feet on solid ground for years. They don't know how hard I had to fight for this. When I sang my song. When I sang my song.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
after a less than desirable harvest and growing season, and now moving into the winter months, there's a lot of questions about what the hay supply is going to look like for the farmers. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is Becky Brathel, a regional crops and soils educator for Pierce, St. Croix, and Barron counties, and she's going to give us a look at what we can expect during these cold times.
So we had kind of an interesting year. Like the last 2 years, we've had some droughts, and so that's been hard to get hay to grow back or to grow. And then this year, with all the rains this spring, most people were able to get first and second crop off. But if you were in those places with the high droughts for the second half of the year, your inventory, you probably started to have to feed some hay. And so in the places where there were droughts in our state, the supply is not as high as people who got timely rains during the growing season.
Brathel says to make sure that you're getting your alfalfa tested as it comes in before you feed it to your livestock. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
If you're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field, you don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's take a look at some agriculture news. It was announced that the USDA and DACCAP partnered to award $23.2 million for 30 new projects under the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. These will go out to help enhance the local and regional food systems. The Tour de Forage is back again for 2025 with locations and dates set, ranging from Tuesday, January 21st to Thursday, January 23rd in Minnesota. The keynote speaker for these events will be Scott Newell, an alfalfa outreach specialist with the Division of Extension here in Wisconsin. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today, with highs reaching the low 20s. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies and crashing cold down to the single digits. And for tomorrow, with partly sunny skies, highs will only reach the upper teens, but feel more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauf. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady, economist on the radio, coming to you every day from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting on WAUK. That's my local outlet. You can always go get some fabulous AUK merch if you go to civicmedia.us. Up in the right-hand corner, we got a store if you're looking to update your wardrobe. Why not do it with some cool WAUK gear? That's 540 AM all across southeastern Wisconsin. But if you ain't in that region, don't worry. Just download that Civic Media app and you can take me in your pocket anywhere you go. The second half of this hour, I want to talk about what can only be described as a disturbing trend in the big media. I don't want to say mainstream. I just want big media. I talked briefly yesterday with Dom Selvia, the guy who's got that great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. He's my special guest on Mondays. We talked yesterday not just about January 6th, but also about the fact that the Washington Post spiked, in other words, rejected a cartoon from one of their Pulitzer Prize-winning political cartoonists that depicted a number of billionaire CEOs and companies prostrating themselves before Donald Trump. Showed Jeff Bezos, of course, owner of the Washington Post, offering up a big old bag of money to Donald Trump. It also included Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg, OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman, LA Times owner Patrick Soon-Shiong, and Mickey Mouse, of course, representing Disney and ABC, prostrate before a Trump colossus. Political cartoons are supposed to be sometimes very disturbing, impolite, even rude. That cartoon fit the bill. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, giving $1 million to Donald Trump's inauguration. I mean, you got Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough going down to Mar-a-Lago to make nice with the incoming press. All of this sort of explained by, well, he's going to be the next president, so we want to have a working relationship with the president. The man is an inveterate liar, a misogynist, a civilly convicted sexual assaulter, a fraudster, and convicted felon, a stealer of super secret spy documents. An inciter of a insurrection. Pardon that slip of the tongue. Generally speaking, that is not the list of characteristics or of qualities of someone that I find myself compelled to be kind to. Respectful because he's the president? Yes. Blistering in criticism, also yes. And meanwhile, I think it interesting that today the Washington Post published a cartoon by a very conservative cartoonist poking fun at Surgeon General Vivek Murthy's work over the course of the Biden administration on alcohol abuse and the tie between alcohol and cancer, on the negative impacts of social media on our kids, on the epidemic of loneliness and how it contributes to mental illness, the impacts of stress on our wellness. All of these things, worthy efforts. And Ramirez's cartoon, scathing. But should the WAPO put it out there? Of course they should. It's good political critique. I don't believe it's accurate or particularly meaningful, but Okay. Why are all these media outlets losing their nerve? The Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times. That is a concern. Being respectful doesn't necessitate obsequious niceness. In fact, being respectful requires being respectful, firstly, to the American public. An effort to get the facts right, to tell the truth about things, to correct when errors have been made, to apologize for those, something I always attempt to do. I don't get it right all the time. Get it wrong, I'll apologize. And all of that seems, at least in part, to be even more extraordinarily demonstrated by big media's complete failure to plainly state that the Cybertruck Vegas car bomber was an ardent pro-Trump MAGA guy. Not how it was reported. Not at all. In fact, the way it was first talked about was that he, quote, bore no ill will towards Mr. Trump. Not only did, why even say that if you don't have any information about it? And if you did have information about it, then you knew that he was not just no ill will, that he was pro-Trump. How do we know this? Two letters or statements that are apparently authored by the perpetrator of that crime, that domestic terror event. Here is some of the language. And let's be clear. A common thread between what happened in Vegas and New Orleans. These are former service members. It appears serious PTSD, mental health problems, isolation. That is a problem that our country is facing. In fact, the Surgeon General is correct about that. Here's the language from the Cybertruck attackers or car bomb exploders. Didn't kill anybody, injured a bunch of people. Here's what he said. I'm not going to read the whole things, but just some excerpts. It basically follows along these lines. Time to wake up. We are being led by weak and feckless leadership who only serve to enrich themselves. Military and vets move on DC starting now. Militias facilitate and augment this activity. Occupy every major road along federal buildings and the campus of Fed buildings by the hundreds of thousands. Lock the highways down with semis right after everybody gets in. Hold until the purge is complete. Try peaceful means first, but be prepared to fight to get the Dems out of the Fed government and military by any means necessary. They all must go, and a hard reset must occur for our country to avoid collapse. I don't remember where in civics I learned about single party complete control and the removal of a second party from our democracy. Don't remember that as part of a healthy democratic process. That was statement one. Statement two. Greed and gluttony has consumed us. The top 1% decided long ago they weren't going to bring everyone else with them. You are cattle to them. We have strayed from family values and corrupted our minds. And I am a prime example of having it all but never enough. A lot of us are just sitting around waiting to die. No sunlight, no steps, no fresh air, no hope. Our children are addicted to screens by the age of two. Oh, apparently Surgeon General Vivek Murthy correct about that. We are filling our bodies with processed foods. We must take these actions if we are going to make it past the next few years in one piece. We must end the war in Ukraine with negotiated settlement. It is the only way. Focus on strength and winning. Masculinity is good and men must be leaders. Never mind that equal protection clause. Strength is a deterrent and fear is the product. Weed out those in government and military who do not idealize number two. The income inequality in this country and cost of living is outrageous. I agree with him there. The number of homelessness on our street is embarrassing and disgusting. Have some pride and take care of this. Stop obsessing over diversity. We are all diverse, and DEI is a cancer. Thankfully, we rejected the DEI candidate and will have a real president instead of Weekend at Bernie's. We must move on from the culture of weakness and self-enrichment perpetuated by our senior political and military leaders. We are done with the blatant corruption. Our soldiers are done fighting wars without end or end states or clear objectives. Consider this the last sunset of 2024, and my actions the end of our sickness and a new chapter of health for our people. Rally around the Trump, Musk, Kennedy, and ride this wave to the highest hegemony for all Americans. We are second to no one. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Here's why this matters to you, whether you're a Trump supporter or not. This context is important to understanding what happened in Las Vegas. The failure of big media to report it robs you of information that you should know. Now, can media cover every bit of context for every newsworthy event? Of course not. But his explicit support of the MAGA presidency and its ethos as the motivating reason behind what he did is essential to understanding what occurred. And it's essential to understanding where people's heads may be at. I mean, we talked about insurrectionists and people being manipulated. So much so through lies and a conspiracy that they stormed the Capitol, that they brought democracy to a standstill in our country yesterday on the four-year anniversary of January 6th. There's a through line between January 6th and what happened here. This explicit endorsement of violence and crushing of your opposition, which is can only be acknowledged as a constant theme from the incoming president, this is a through line, and it's a dangerous one. Now, you heard me call out some things that he got right in his letter. Greed has consumed us. The top 1% decided long ago they weren't going to bring everyone else with them. You are cattle to them. I agree with that. Why would we give the top 1% more tax cuts then? I wish this man was still with us. Let's have that discussion. Let's get you some help. Let's talk about facts. Let's engage in a democratic debate. Let's exercise our First Amendment rights. Let's criticize a president or presidents or policies. We're going to go to the phones and the text lines when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked to this important and critical discussion about how the failures of big media are keeping the information that you need to understand the world from you. More when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dark of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Learn to fly. All your life. For this moment to arise, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting.
News from the center, WRCE.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Bottle in my hand, the whiskey up high. Two hands to heaven, wild horses went wild. Oh. God only knows why. Rhinestones and diamonds both shine in the light. Two hands to heaven, my whiskey up high.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer, lady, and economist right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. We are talking about why the nicening up of big media, the bowing of the knee, whether by billionaires or the media outlets they know to the incoming president, is not good for any of us. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not. The entire purpose of media is to hold the powerful, including the billionaire class, including politicians, accountable. And the fact that the Vegas Cybertruck bomber was very pro-Trump, though clearly confused as to what Donald Trump has done for the middle class and promises to do for the billionaire class yet again, is deeply unfortunate. Kurt from Madison says this on the text line: media no longer doing their job because of money, money, money. Agreed, Kurt. Angie from Monroe: could you imagine coming to America right now on vacation from another country? Very scary. All the hate. Matt from Middleton says people are falling for the tactics of divide and conquer by the American oligarchs. Republicans do not have solutions, so they stick to dividing us. Trump is picking fights while China makes new friends in the BRICS. Not sure if I understand that one. Listen, I will say this. I know conservatives who do care deeply about solutions and doing better for the middle class. They're not the conservatives that are getting elected right now. And even the conservatives that are elected, their price for getting elected is personal fealty and loyalty to the MAGA movement and Donald Trump. That does not bring about good public policy. And the fact that Donald Trump is doing the billionaire class's bidding, of which he is a part of, and that he has more billionaires on his cabinet than ever before in American history, this is the problem. Billionaires don't have your interests, your family's interests, or mine at heart. They want more power and more money. I've said before, billionaires don't have a party. They act like they may have a political party, but they really don't. Their political party is their billions. It's their bank account. And I think the middle class is about to reap the rewards of some of that. Meaning tax cuts for the wealthiest, maybe some drippings to the poor here. Us being the poor, by the way, I'm defining poor here as anybody that doesn't have $50 million or more in their checking account, in their investments, in whatever your asset holdings are. That's the rich, rich, rich. There'll be some token tax cuts, but the vast bulk of the tax cuts will go to the very, very extremely wealthy and corporations that don't need the tax cut. I'm not talking about small businesses. And if you think small businesses are taxed too much, hey, we can create a tax code that has all kinds of exemptions for small and growing businesses. Can do that. Jim from Appleton says, why is big media not reporting on this? This is beyond me. The answer is as simple as it is appalling. They are all owned or controlled by billionaires that are salivating over their promised tax cuts, that and their little fear of retribution. Indeed. Some of this is called access journalism. You be nice to the people that you're covering because you want them to give you interviews. That's not journalism. That's propaganda. Not helpful. Going to go to my friend CJ before I bring you on the air. CJ, remember to debate with me, Maggie Dawn. Do not deflect, do not disinform, and do not disrespect. What do you say, CJ, this afternoon, sir? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, but different rules for me than your other callers.
No, not at all, CJ. What are you talking about? Listen, if you're going to start arguing with me about the three basic rules, we're not getting off to a good start here in 25, but give it a go. Give it a go.
You kept me on hold for over an hour yesterday, refused to take my call.
Okay, that's the deflection rule being applied there. Yeah, CJ, because my show. We all deserve to see in media a variety of opinions and viewpoints. We all deserve to see from journalists, not opinion people, accurate reporting of facts that are essential to understanding the context of current events. This is an abject failure of big media, which can only be explained by what Jim from Appleton just said. Big media is owned and controlled by billionaires. Fail. An absolute fail. We're going to try to do our jobs here at Civic Media to bring you real news and great conversation when we can actually stay on point, my friends. That's part of the deal. When we come back, I'm going to turn the page. We're going to move on. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Jets, the Packers-Bears game, the Lions, and then we're going to get to Beyonce Bowl. Why it's such an important political statement in this moment. I'm Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady and economist right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you from 540 AM in southeastern Wisconsin, the WAUK, always available on the Civic Media app. News, weather, and sports are up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project return to the show after a vacation break. We'll catch up with them. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A motorcade carrying the casket of former President Jimmy Carter made its way from Andrews Joint Base to a snowy Washington, D.C. first stop, U.S. Navy Memorial. Carter's casket will then lie in state at the U.S. Capitol until Thursday's funeral. Jimmy Carter's personal pastor, Tony Loudon, spoke to ABC's David Muir about Carter's determination over the years.
I've never seen anyone like this in my entire life, with the will to live, but more importantly, the will to serve.
Jimmy Carter was 100. Sentencing day still set for this Friday in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. A judge denied a request for a delay. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
A legal blow today for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
Fire crews in Southern California battling a fresh brush fire in Pacific Palisades. This is ABC News.